This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Fulashade Adeluola is a political newcomer and a Vermont newcomer, but she's hoping she will be able to gain enough traction in her new state to unseat one of its most popular politicians. She's running in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. Adeluola lives in Shelburne and is part of our ongoing series of interviews with candidates running in contested federal and statewide primary races. She joins me in the studio now. Sade, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Oh, thank you very much.
Your name is a new one in Vermont politics, and you're new to Vermont. What made you want to run for U.S. Senate?
I am an activist Democrat. My name is Fulashade Adeluola. I am a Clinton Democrat. I am a Clintonian and Obamacrat activist. And I enjoy helping people. Like, I was election judge. I was election clerk. During my time for the election judge in 2016, I woke up around before 4 o'clock and went to work on election day. And the mayor or the city of Indianapolis, I was paid $70. See, to me, politics is passion. Politics, it's about helping people. Politics, it's about the people. It is not about the politicians. And within the last few years, I see that Congress has not been doing anything, you know. So that is why I thought maybe some of them has been there for too long. And I want to change.
But do you move to Vermont specifically to try to unseat Bernie Sanders?
That is correct.
So you say it's more about the people than about the politicians, but it sounds like you are targeting one specific politician, Bernie Sanders.
Not at all. To tell you more about Senator, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, whom I dearly respect, it's not only that I supported his candidacy in 2012. I used to get email. I vigorously supported him in 2012 run, but I watched him very, very closely during the 2016 campaign. And I supported Hillary Clinton. After the election, I was very disturbed. And Senator Sanders, whom I said I truly love and respect, we share the same birthday, September 8th.
Oh, the same birthday?
Yes. I was born September 8th, 1962. And Senator Sanders was born September 8th, 1941. I tend to enjoy. I can understand a Vago, a true Vago. I am a true Vago. But Senator Sanders did so many things that I believe he was very, very political about. Legislation, so many things that I have supported that we lost. Like I told you, I was labeled President Obama's attack dog. I am Hillary's girl. And what I did from my heart. I gave the Democrat so many hours. I'm always a volunteer. And I used to live in the Republican district of Georgia, the 6th district of Georgia. I wanted my son to join the Air Force. So, Congressman Tom Price has just won. And I met him. I am the kind of activist who will engage all the politicians. Well,
let me ask you about specific issues that if you were to be a senator, you'd have to be dealing with. What changes would you make to federal immigration policy?
Well, the way the immigration really works is that it's currently not working. Everybody can hear my accent. I was born in Nigeria, and I came to the United States in the early 80s, and I got the amnesty from President Reagan. Like I said, to me, politicians are probably not communicating with one another, and they are playing politics. We simply need to move away from politics of selfishness, politics that doesn't help the people. I'm looking forward also to work with the administration, how we can improve the system.
Can I ask you said you got amnesty from President Reagan. So does that mean there were legal issues with your immigration into the United States?
No. There is no issues with my amnesty. It was the amnesty of 86, and I've been in the country since 1980. And I am the dreamer. I am passionate about helping people. I'm not only for immigration, I'm for workers' benefit. I am a licensed insurance agent. I am an accountant, and I am also a mother to an angel that has Down syndrome. See, some things we need to do together collectively as a legislator, and we need to stop playing partisan politics. That is why I am for a change.
Would you support a $15 minimum wage? You said
yes,
for workers'
benefits. Yes, I do. Yes. Like I told you, when I was in college, I graduated on top of my class because during my last year in college, I took 24 and 23 credits because I had taken over a semester when I had my son. I used to be able to calculate without using a calculator how much an individual can make. I even have to graduate in college. Workers should be paid. When I was working for insurance company as an agent, most of the time, I'm not going to underwrite a policy if I know it is only beneficial to my company. An insurance company makes lots of money. I work so hard for talking to my Congress people, rallying people around. We are the activists who wanted Obamacare.
Now, so you support also single-payer health care, it sounds
of
like.
Of course, yes.
So you have a lot of ideas. You have a lot of things you support. But again, I said you're new to Vermont. You're not familiar to many Vermonters.
I've been here since last year. Right after Congress was sworn in 2017, right after then, I called the Secretary of State because Vermont is not totally far from the Bronx. I am a New Yorker, and I graduate from Bronx Community College with my associate in science, and I also graduate from Lehman College, the college that President Obama went to.
But the question, I guess, is, so you moved here in response to the 2016 elections. That you were motivated by that. You were motivated by Bernie Sanders' role in the elections. You were motivated by Hillary Clinton's campaign. So convince Vermonters that you have their interests at heart and what Vermonters want to see you do in the U.S. Senate, rather than a vendetta, for example, against your opponent.
No, my run is not a vendetta. I actually want to make the difference. I understand what Vermonters are going through. I understand, as the mother of a child with Down syndrome, I understand how we can lower taxes and get things done for the Vermonters. I understand the system as it's relative to Social Security, and I understand all the partisan politics. I am the one who will call my congressman and say, hey, you are voting for this act, and this is how I feel, you know. And the point that I was trying to make before, when I talk about Congressman Tom Price, the former HHS secretary, see, I used to live in the 6th district of Georgia, and I would vote for them. I'm the type that will say, hey, congressman, I will not leave the election blank.
Yeah, we're short on time.
And I've said, congressman, you are my congressman. I voted for you. This is what I want from you.
Well, if Fulashade Adelua becomes the candidate for U.S. Senate, you can talk to her about what you want.
That's
as a
right.
Vermonter. She is a candidate in the Democratic primary race for U.S. Senate. Thank you very much for talking with
Thank
us today.
Thank you. Yes.
You can find our ongoing coverage of primary races at vpr.net.